AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says nations upset by high fuel prices should, quote, go get your own oil as Iran maintains its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. He made the remark in a social media post today. Meanwhile, AAA says the national average for gas has jumped past an average of $4 a gallon in the U.S. for the first time since 2022. AP correspondent Julia Frankel reports Israeli lawmakers are targeting Palestinian attackers.
Israel's parliament has passed a bill approving the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of nationalistic murder. This represents the culmination of a years-long push by Israel's far right to escalate punishments for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis. This is a law that rights groups, Israeli and Palestinian, have denounced as draconian and unethical. It's also yielded condemnation from foreign ministers of European countries and Australia, who say the language of the bill is de facto discriminatory.
In other news, NASA has begun the countdown for humanity's first launch to the moon in 53 years. The AP's Jennifer King has the story.
It's an exciting time for this team and our crew, and really our nation and the world.
NASA launch director Charlie Blackwell Thompson says the massive Artemis II rocket is ready to blast off from Florida Wednesday after repairs for fuel leaks and clogged pressure lines.
All indications are right now we are in excellent shape.
The Orion capsule will carry four astronauts on a 10-day no-stop U-turn around the moon.
The vehicle's ready, the system is ready, the crew is ready, and behind this flight stands a campaign.
NASA Associate Administrator Amit Kshatriya noted this is just the beginning.
Landing a lunar base, a nuclear propulsion into deep space, that begins, not ends, with what happens on Wednesday evening.
I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. An NBA player is out of a job after speaking out against the league's Pride Night. Correspondent Kevin Coolball has more.
The Chicago Bulls waived guard Jaden Ivey on Monday in the wake of anti-LGBTQ comments and remarks about religion he made in videos on his Instagram account. Ivey criticized the NBA for celebrating Pride Month and what he described as, quote, unrighteousness. He also wondered why when, quote, gospel is preached that people hate it. Coach Billy Donovan said the Bulls have employees from, quote, all different walks of life, end quote, and Ivey's comments don't reflect the values of the organization. Chicago acquired Ivy from Detroit on February 3rd. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Australia's online safety watchdog says it's considering court action against Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube, alleging they're not doing enough to keep Australian children younger than 16 off their platforms. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.